Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, New York, and welcome to AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. Here.
I'd like to say this, too. Good morning, Connecticut, and good morning, New Jersey, and good morning, Maryland. Good morning, Virginia. Good morning, North Carolina, because we know there's a lot of people out there that stream us, listen to us down there, because we know them.
Yes, good morning, America.
Good morning, America. And I want to just say something before I forget about it. Just saw on Twitter where Torrey Holt, listen to me. That shows you how old I am. He's not even playing anymore. But Torrey Smith, wide receiver for the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, is being reported on Twitter by the Examiner in Baltimore. They basically, brother, don't know if it's even older or younger, but it doesn't matter. His brother died in a motorcycle accident earlier this morning.
Very
and our prayers go out to Torrey. He's a hell of a nice kid and played at the University of Maryland right down the road from here. And that's going to be tough for everybody, especially Torrey. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see if he's probably not going to play, I'm guessing. But if he does play, I'd understand why.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he'd want to do it for his brother.
One thing that I guess is good in the circumstance would be that it is a home game for the Ravens. So he's close to home.
Yeah, at least he's not on the road. Exactly. And, you know, and the other thing that happens when you, you know, because his football family is the Ravens.
Yeah.
And, you know, his surrogate father is probably Ray Lewis, although it could be somebody on the offensive side of the ball. Not that many older guys on the offensive side of the ball.
Ray Lewis is many people's surrogate fathers.
Yeah,
Ray Lewis is,
in my opinion, he's one of the assistant coaches on that team. He got hurt last year. You remember when that happened? They won three straight games with him on the sidelines, which leads me to think that when he's done playing, he will be coach / defensive coordinator / head coach eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll probably see that. It's a beautiful day here in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, which is where we are. We're going to be coming out with a lot of our picks today.
Yeah.
You can go to NH Bowl, NH Bowl, National Handicappers Bowl. .com that you can't get nationalhandicappersbowl.com unfortunately and pull up their site, but go to nhbowl.com and see how Bruce is doing. I'm doing okay. I didn't even check this week because I pretty much pushed last week, but I was in first place in one division last week, and we're getting there. And Roy and I no blood last week.
No
the week
blood.
Before, I was 4-1 in the picks that Roy and I. These are the ones we really go after because it's a family matter.
It is very.
It's
family.
Blood, and we were both 3-2 this past week against the spread, which is good.
Yeah.
And we were, and you know, he was 3-2 last week. I was 4-1, and really, I kind of pushed that one. I haven't even asked for my $10 bills that I'll put back in his piggy bank. When he's done, I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Going to be giving a shout out to our boys up in New York during their show after 12. I told them to make sure they call me in my car because
make sure you guys listen to that show too.
It's a good show. Good kids too. These guys know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and they got their full hour,
and
that's good for them. You know,
I'm excited about that. You can't do anything in a half an hour anyway. I mean, an hour is great. You know, in an hour. Wasn't enough for the kind of handicap and the kind of stuff I do. Two's perfect for us. But we're looking forward to this. I'm going to the official site of Major League Baseball. By the way, we interviewed Bruce Bochy a month ago.
Yeah.
And had Boch on the show for 10, 15 minutes. And at that time, they were grinding. I mean, I don't even think they were in first place. They were in first and second, bouncing back and forth. And then the Los Angeles Dodgers made this incredible trade where they traded for everybody Boston had that they didn't want to pay anymore. And Carl Crawford, who can't even play this year, and he's making, I don't know, $15 million a year. And Josh Beckett, who's making $15 million plus a year, who's basically, you know, not washed up, but he's not the Josh Beckett he used to be. Who else? Oh, Hanley Ramirez. They got Hanley Ramirez from Miami. Mm-hmm. Who else did they get? They got... Yeah, I mean, they got all these...
They got Gonzalez, right? They got Beckett...
Yeah. Oh, they got Shane Victorino from Philadelphia.
Yeah. The Flying Hawaiian.
So, who can't throw the ball from here to the front yard.
Yep.
But
if you look at the biggest payrolls in baseball, that was the big story. You know,
New York and Boston is the big, and L.A. Right. are the three biggest
New
markets.
New York, the Yankees have the biggest payroll in
sure
baseball.
Sure they do. It's like under $200 million.
And they're in the playoffs.
They're not in yet.
But they'll get there. But if you look at the next biggest payrolls in baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies, they're not getting in.
No.
The Boston Red Sox, they're definitely not getting
in. No, they need to. Everybody up there needs to resign. What does John Henry keep those guys around for? No offense, Larry, but Larry Lucchino's done.
The Angels, I don't think the Angels are getting in. Detroit's not getting
in.
Well,
the Angels are definitely not getting in. There was a big article yesterday in the newspaper, and it was all over Twitter, about Jerry DePoto. And the head coach, the manager for the Mike Socha, the manager for the Los Angeles Angels. You remember at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. This is what's great about having a show that goes year to year to year. I have great long term memory. I couldn't tell you what I did with my keys 5 minutes ago, but I can remember actually calling Jerry DePoto, leaving a message for him to call me back. He never called me back, but he fired Mickey Hatcher because Albert Pujols wasn't hitting the ball. Like it's Mickey Hatcher's fault that Albert Pujols can't hit. Well, as soon as Mickey Hatcher gets fired, guess what? 2 weeks later, Albert Pujols starts getting in shape and starts hitting the baseball. Of course, Albert Pujols has been out most of the year here at the end of the year, and that has a lot to do with why the Angels aren't doing well. First of all, the Angels don't have a lot of speed. They've got two or three pretty decent players. Their pitching staff, they paid for it. Some of them are working out. Some of them aren't. In the West, it looks like even with the problems with Josh Hamilton, who is having some, you know, Josh has baggage, and Josh is a great guy. He's had a very unique life to this point, you know, because he was a drug addict, an alcohol addict for years. He beat that. He still has an occasional lapse where he'll relapse into his addiction, and you know, and that's what everybody goes through. Just because he's a baseball player doesn't make him any. It doesn't make him any different than anybody else. Doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter how great his family is, how great his wife is. He's an act. He'll always be an act. Josh is having some physical problems now. Evidently, he's having equilibrium problems. He's having problems with his vision. I'm going to tell you what I think it is. And I'm going to leave it at this. And we're going to be breaking here in a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you what I think it is. I think that what it is I had very similar symptoms 6, 7, 8 years ago when I was diagnosed with clinical depression. See, I thought I was sick too. I thought it was like my esophagus. I couldn't taste my food. I had this really bad burning sensation in my chest. I thought it was my heart. So I had everything checked out. And once I had everything checked out and everything checked out okay, mm-hmm. My doctor figured out what it was. She said, take this pill, you know, every day. Come back and see me in 10 days. And after making phone calls and seeing a therapist, I had depression. I think Josh does too. Because when you reach a certain age, your body slows down. When you're having downtime, think about it for a second. Baseball players, especially all-stars like him, mm-hmm. besides certain sponsors that he deals with on a regular basis, he's just playing baseball and getting ready to play baseball and spending time with his family the rest of the time.
And you're on the road so much. Baseball really doesn't have an off-season.
As your kids get bigger, they don't hang around the house anymore, so you're not busy with your kids anymore. Next thing you know, you're looking down at the floor reading a paper, and you just don't feel right. I'm hoping that's what's wrong with Josh, because if that's what's wrong with Josh, Josh can get medication for it, and Josh can, you know, get some therapy and talk to some people about his problems. I'm sure he's doing it already anyway. And I'm praying for Josh that that's what's going to happen. But we got off on that tangent because of the Texas Rangers are still out in front two games. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. And you're listening to Bruce Springsteen in the background because it's the boss's birthday today. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. It's Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We're back.
And we're just coming off of a very upsettable, if that's a word, college football weekend.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it quite yet because we're not done with baseball quite yet.
Right, but I know there was something you wanted to say about college football.
I don't want to talk about football because the first thing I think about, oh, you mean this.
Yes, Bruce.
Oh, you're really tricky, Roy.
Subtle message, Bruce.
Fordham football is upon us. On Saturday, October 6th, the Rams take on the Georgetown Hoyas, who are right down the road from me here. Yeah. I got a kid pitching for me this summer from Georgetown. Kickoff's at 1 p.m. at legendary Jack Coffee Field. To order tickets, call 855-RAM-TICKS, T-I-X-S, or visit FordhamSports.com. Now, we're giving away some tickets today, and if you want some free tickets, here's the trivia question. Who has the longest rush for the Jets this season? That's the longest run from scrimmage for the Jets. That's not a punt return. That's not a kickoff return. That's like the ball is snapped. Who has the longest rush for the Jets? Give us a call at what, Roy?
240. No, it's a different number now. It's not us. You don't call us. You call Kyle.
What's
call
that
Kyle
number?
It's not on there.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can call me, 240-317-7294. That's our show. It'll go to Kyle, but you can call us. Yeah, we know the answer.
We'll give it to Kyle.
And we'll get
I'll
you
get Matt
up
right
Kyle
on that
there,
since he forgot to put it on there. Hey, listen, let's talk a little bit about baseball. By the way, 12:02 last night.
Yeah, now we can get back to
12:02 last night. I'm laying in bed because I'm trying to get to sleep because I got to get up at 5 a.m. to get ready for my show, which I do 5:30 every Sunday morning, and I leave to come here at like 8. I had to meet somebody and give them some tickets to the Redskins Cincinnati Bengals game, which I'm going to be hitting as soon as I leave here, and I'll be getting there, luckily for me, after most of the traffic's already in the stadium and watching that game. But last night, the San Francisco Giants, Bruce Bochy, my buddy, they were like 10 games out in front, but for when they won the World Series, I sent Boch an email, and I send him tons of them, and I text him all the time. But I sent him an email basically saying it's going to take 92 wins to win the West. So however you got to win 92 games, win 92 games. And I basically sent him an email, and I don't know if he read it or not, but I assume he said he did, so he probably did. I sent it to him, and it had every series they played and how many games they needed to win in that series. And they won their 92nd game on the last day of the season against the San Diego Padres when Jonathan Sanchez throws a 1-0 game, hits a triple, and scores the only run of the game. And Jonathan Sanchez can't hit water if he fell out of a boat, and he hit a triple in that game. So that it was meant for them to win the World Series. That was Cody Ross and that group. Now, Boch and those guys got, you know, the one thing I was always after – San Francisco Giants to do, they had to improve their at-bats. They had lousy at-bats. They had great pitching staff. Timmy Lincecum, Madison Bumgarner. I love that. Is Rodney Dangerfield in the audience? He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's his that's his golf cart going off on my phone. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, the thing that I want to tell you about, though, is I sent him an email in August again, and you know how many wins I told him he had to have to win the West?
How many? 89.
88. Oh. And they won their 88th game, guess when? Yesterday.
Oh, they were 89-63.
Yeah. Oh, then they won one more than that than needed. Oh, so I just rained a good story. So I was off one, but that was pretty good. They could have won 88 and probably won it. They might have ended up winning just 86 and winning it because they still got 10, 11 games left. I'm Bruce Hall. You listen to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. By the way, the New York Yankees, I guess everybody in New York's like, when are you going to talk about the Yankees? When are you going to talk about the Yankees? You know what? Don't get mad at me talking about the Giants, all right? There's plenty of people listening to this show over the age of 50 that know who the New York baseball Giants were. Hello? So don't give me a hard time. I'd love to see the Yankees and the Giants in the World Series. How cool would that be? They should play a game at I'm trying to think what the name of it was. It Ebbets Field? I think it was. In New York where the Giants played. And people are going to go, no, it's not Ebbets Field, but I think it is. Anyway, Polo Grounds, where are those? Was that where Polo Grounds are? I want to say those are also in New York. See, all this stuff's coming out of my mouth right now. I wouldn't doubt if Dangerfield jumped out in front of me and hit his horn on his thing. By the way, last night the Yankees win another extra inning game. They've won, I want to say they've won 9 in a row. They've won, I think, 13 out of the last 17. And guess who keeps winning also? Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Baltimore Orioles have won, are you ready for this, Roy? 15 extra inning games in a row.
It's pretty ridiculous. Yeah, the Yankees are 9-1 in their last 10. They've won 7 straight, but the Baltimore Orioles are keeping pace. They're 8-2 in their last 10, and they've won 6 straight.
So. I'm going to come out and say right now, because there's a lot of people in New York who listen to our show that are from Boston, believe it or not. And Boston's a great, you know, it's a great sports town. The people there are a little strange.
They try there.
Yeah, you know, but then so are the people in New York. I mean, because, you know, and so are the people in Philly, because I'm from Northern Virginia, and I can say that. But, you know, here's the thing about what the Orioles have done this year. They have a very average hitting team. They have a slightly above average pitching staff, but they're so young, and they've had guys like bounce up and down from AA, AAA. They've had guys get hurt. They lost, theoretically, their best hitter in their lineup in Nick Markakis to an injury. He's out the rest of the year. He won't play anymore. He broke his thumb. And they're still winning ball games. And the Yankees, you know, it's going to come down to this last week and a half. And for you New York fans that really want the Yankees to win, can I make a suggestion? Get your butt out to New Yankee Stadium. I understand you can get into those games for $10. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, there's
you can sit in the bleachers for $10.
Well, the $10 tickets, they're obstructed view. You can't
Doesn't
see
matter. You're in the game. You're walking around. You're having fun. You're sitting in somebody else's seat when the usher's not looking.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, you call my girl Chelsea Duffy, who works for the New York Yankees, and you get yourself some tickets.
Yeah, is she in the ticket office?
I don't know.
Well, you
she
probably
works in
shouldn't
the,
have her
in some sort of office.
You
the
probably
Yankees.
Just cost her job, Steinbrenner. but anyway, I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm going to say this, take 10 seconds, because that's all they're worth. West Virginia sucks, okay?
Well,
they lost. They won by 10 points over the worst team in the ACC yesterday, the Maryland freaking Terrapins.
Well, the Terps beat Temple, and Temple's in the ACC, so.
Oh, well, Temple sucks, too. They got beat yesterday, too. Who beat them? Penn State beat them.
Penn State,
how
yeah,
good can they be?
Win.
Penn State beat them.
Good for Penn State.
Let me go over these scores from yesterday in baseball. The Washington Nationals, Gio Gonzalez won his 20th game.
There he is, yeah.
He's probably the front runner with that 20th
with
win.
Zion,
in my
yeah.
opinion, it's either going to be him or R.A. Dickey.
Well, R.A. Dickey's kind of fizzled.
He's yeah, no,
you haven't
not,
heard
not,
much from
he
him.
He won his 19th game yesterday.
Yeah, but his ERA is shot
well,
up.
Who cares about
he's playing for a crap.
Who cares about the Mets? That's the problem.
I think that.
But when you do that well, he's also got another story behind
right.
him that can't hurt him.
No, you're right. But exactly what you said. Who cares about the Mets? They're out of contention. Gio's on a contender. I feel like that's a front.
You know what I love about what Baltimore. Doing, they're beating up the Boston Red Sox. And by the way,
again,
let me just say this.
Oh,
I don't think Larry Lucchino is smart enough to do this, but he should go to John Henry if he plans on keeping his job and go, we need to offer Buck Showalter like $10 million a year and get him up here and fire Bobby Valentine. Like it's the minute that the season's over, they should fire Valentine.
Buck's not going anywhere, though.
Oh, they're not going to pay him in Baltimore?
Well, the new Baltimore GM is the old Red Sox GM. So they might.
But he doesn't own the. He doesn't have the checkbook. That's Angelos's kid that's got the checkbook.
Yeah, but if he can smack up Angelos, then
he's not that smart.
I don't know.
He's not that smart.
I don't know. I feel like you have to pay Buck after this kind of season.
I actually got to see.
He's going to be manager of the year in the AL.
Well, absolutely.
Maybe
he is. The last time they had a manager of the year in Baltimore,
no longer there.
They fired him the next day. Davey Johnson. And he's the guy that's going to be National League manager of the year this year for the Washington Nationals. Yep. And if you don't believe that, you don't pay attention to what's going on. Yeah. That's how stupid some of the owners are in professional sports. Peter Angelos, look, Pete, I'm sorry you're 4'6", and I'm sorry you're not, you've been ill off and on the past few years, and sorry about all kinds of things, but I'm not sorry. The biggest thing I'm sorry about is that you own the Baltimore Orioles. That has been the biggest waste of time of any. That's almost as bad as Dan Snyder owning the Redskins. Actually, that's worse.
It's much worse.
Don't go there because I know a lot more about Dan Snyder.
Well, Dan Snyder opens his checkbook.
Yeah, but he opens it with your money.
Well,
your money
that's fine,
if you were a season ticket holder, which you're not.
The way that
you don't spend any money in Washington.
You're right. I wouldn't. You're right.
Exactly.
I don't spend any money.
So you're
for the Redskins.
You're like nothing. You got no room to talk. Then.
Well, I don't spend money on the Redskins. You're darn right. I don't spend money on the Redskins.
You don't spend money on Baltimore either.
I would definitely not spend any money on Baltimore. Well, I mean, I have season tickets to the Nationals. Because I like what they're doing. I don't have season tickets to the Redskins because
I didn't know you had season
tickets.
Says the
man wearing the NFL authorized jersey.
That's what I was going to say. This is the first.
Oh, that sucks.
This is the first Redskins jersey I have bought.
Everybody's got an RG3 jersey.
This is the first Redskins jersey I've bought in 13 years.
London Fletcher. I'm buying a London Fletcher jersey today when I go in. And I'm not going to buy it there. I'm going to buy it at like Costco or somewhere where it's like $30.
I am wearing an
RG3 jersey. Not $300.
I am wearing an RG3
jersey. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. All right, let's go over these things. Atlanta is hanging tough. They won 8-2 last night. They will not let Washington clinch, although they're going to clinch. Cincinnati Reds are like 12 games out in front. It's over
now. They clinched the Central yesterday.
Right now, listen. No, they did that like 3 days ago. Dusty Baker has
They clinched the playoff spot in the wild card 3 days ago. Yesterday, they clinched the Central, and the Giants clinched the West.
At the same day?
They both did it the same day.
You know, it looks like Latos got a big win. They did beat the Dodgers. They shut them out. Hey, is Donnie Mattingly going to keep his job in L.A.? He's terrible. He should be their hitting coach, but they'll never keep him as a hitting coach. I bet they give him one more year. What do you think?
Yes.
Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball. Look, for all you guys in New York, he's a Southern boy anyway. He ain't really a New Yorker. I mean, he's a New York City
guy. They don't have baseball people who own they own that franchise out there. So, that gives him another year because I feel like he can talk his way in. He's got, they're trying to rebuild. They're trying to turn the team around. So
I loved it when Magic Johnson and all. You know how much of that team Magic Johnson owns? Out of $2.15 billion, he wrote a $50 million check.
Yeah.
That's still pretty impressive.
I mean, Magic knows sports, but he's not a baseball guy.
How impressive is that? That's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. I mean, he's
a also a great businessman.
You know?
He owns all those
sports.
Movie theaters. He owns movie theaters that make money.
But he's a sports guy. He's not a baseball guy, I think you give him another year.
He gets
another year.
And he hasn't wasted any money. And I'm going to tell you one reason I bet he hasn't is when he got diagnosed with HIV positive, he started planning the rest of his life because he didn't know how long he'd be around.
That's true.
And he took control of his life, and he made a lot of good decisions. He did a lot of good things. And, this is a great song. Turn that up, Matt.
This is why I don't play songs.
Come on, I love it. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Bruce. He's in the Bruce Club with me.
But on the other side of the break, we are going to get into a little bit of college football. We definitely have our NFL picks coming up. We got our straight cash homie plays.
Oh, God. We're straight. We're undefeated. We're 4-0.
Straight cash.
Straight cash 4-0 homies.
Straight cash homie.
I just jinxed us, probably.
We'll be right back on the other side. This is AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And yesterday in college football was a very, very odd day. We saw a lot of upsets. And we saw a lot of teams who we thought were going to blow the doors off, i.e. Oregon and West Virginia, maybe a little bit of Arizona if you thought that game was going over the 79 over-under. And they didn't really show up. So there's a lot of question marks in college football right now, including LSU, who squeaked one out
against Auburn. I saw the fourth quarter of that game because did you notice the problem? And there were a lot of really good national football people on Twitter. That's what I love about Twitter. And by the way, if you want to hear me, at Bruce Hall Sports, just, you know, follow me, definitely. And if you're good, I'll follow you because I'm going to tell you it's the greatest way to find out exactly what's going on in the sports world minute to minute, hour to hour. It's unbelievable. But there were a lot of good people nationally going, who the heck put together the lineup for football yesterday?
Yeah.
Because during the day, there was nothing on worth watching. And then last night, there were like six great games.
Yeah, and a couple of them started at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Notre Dame, Michigan, LSU, Auburn, Georgia played. I wanted to watch Georgia because, that was one of my releases yesterday, Georgia minus the points. And the thing of it is that who else played? There was a couple of other games that were phenomenal games.
Well, Oregon, Arizona, which was like...
Hey, I got to watch East Carolina play UNC, two of the worst football teams in the country. And I love East Carolina. They're my alma mater.
Yes.
I'll always love East Carolina, but for crying out loud, they're going the wrong direction fast.
Yeah, I watched the Oregon-Arizona game, which...
That was a good game for a while.
It was a great game for the first half, and then Arizona and Pat and Rich Rodriguez style laid down in the second half.
He didn't
put up any points.
He's terrible.
But
he's terrible.
I got one of my best friend's brothers plays for, well, I guess it's my best friend's husband's brother, but whatever. He plays for Arizona. It's Austin.
Whatever.
Yeah, God, I forgot.
Hey, Stacey Dales just came out and said, we were talking about this earlier.
Hill.
Look,
he's going to win the
Look, I just jumped into this. Steven Jackson, who plays for the Rams and is a great, he's an all-pro running back.
Is he out?
Well, it says you can speculate he won't go.
Well,
I told you.
Yeah, I bet
you. And look, good thing you did, too. And I still like, you know, they have a good, they have a seventh-round draft pick that backs him up. I want to say his name's Worthington, but it's not.
It's Daryl something.
Yeah, Daryl Richardson.
He
he's pretty good
last week.
He's pretty good. Might get a call from Clark Judge in here in a little while. I just heard from him. He's in the Charm City, Baltimore.
But yeah, the Clemson-Florida State, that was a good game yesterday.
Oh,
another late game.
Clemson showed me something they didn't show me the first game of the season. First game of the season, they looked terrible.
Yeah, well, they're the defending ACC champions, even though I think they had a little bit of a hangover after getting 70 put up on them in that Orange Bowl. That took a lot of swag out of that team. But Taj Boyd, he's a veteran quarterback at that squad, and they're looking okay.
They showed me a lot more physicality than I thought they were.
They got beat by a very good Florida State football team, but I think this Clemson team, I think they showed that they are worthy of being a ranked opponent.
Now, wait a minute. They were a top 10 team. They lost?
Clemson lost. They covered.
So, Florida State won?
Yeah.
They were losing the whole game.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That just goes to show you. I didn't see that. You know what I saw at the end? I watched
Clemson lost.
I watched Auburn and LSU. Then I turned on the Giants to see them clinch.
Yeah.
I just assumed Clemson won the game.
Yeah. Well, they covered.
That just goes to show you how bad their defense is.
No, that's the thing about when you play the line. They're interviewing the Florida State coach because the line was plus 15 in Clemson, so I was all over
that.
Interviewing the Florida State coach, and I'm like, you lost, buddy. In my mind, you lost.
Yeah, if you're a Tim Tebow fan, go to Galatians 5:13 because that's what he just put on Twitter. R.A. Dickey, thanks.
Breaking news.
R.A. Dickey, thanks everybody for the support yesterday. He said, thank you for the support yesterday.
Well, Oklahoma.
We have a shot.
Oklahoma lost yesterday to Kansas State. That was a Big 12 game.
And they were ahead.
And, wow.
Kansas State's okay. They're not great.
Well, they're a top 25 team.
Yeah, but you know what?
They started out 8-0 last year or something like that.
Hey, how about the teams that keep knocking off the Big 10 teams? Another team won yesterday. It was Western Michigan, I think.
Well, Central Michigan won.
33-32. They kicked a field goal to
Eastern
win a game.
Eastern Michigan won. If you're a directional Michigan school yesterday.
You got the NCAA, all the scores up. Yeah. Read them off quick.
Actually, Eastern
I'm
Michigan
I'm going to comment
lost.
On these as you go.
Go. I was wrong. Eastern Michigan lost to
read
Michigan
them off.
State.
Read them off.
Let's see. We got BYU. That game happened during the week.
They covered.
Yep, Florida International got blown out by the number one team in the country, Alabama.
Yeah, but if you notice that game, Alabama only had the ball 32 or 33 minutes. They didn't run the score up. They got their starters out of there at the end of the first half. They had their second team in. Pretty much.
Well, it was 30-0 at halftime.
It doesn't matter. My point is it could have been 50-0.
Right. Well, they could
have. They didn't try to beat up somebody.
Well, they didn't. When you're the number one team in the country, you don't have to. The Auburn barely lost to LSU, and it was a safety was the difference in this game.
Well, and plus, they just didn't. They had every chance in the world to win that game.
LSU missed a field goal with seconds left on the clock. It gave Auburn an opportunity to drive down the field. They were unable to take advantage. LSU squeaked by 12-10. Then we got the late game, which was that 10 o'clock game out west. Oregon Ducks ended up blowing out Arizona 49-0, but it was all second half points. A lot of people expected to see a high scoring game in this, and they didn't get it in the first half.
UCLA got beat. I love it.
So going to bed at 12:30, this was a bad game. So
pull up the Pac-10 for me, the Pac-12. UCLA gets beat by who? Cal? No.
I'm not there yet. UCLA lost to Oregon State.
Yeah, Oregon State has got a good.
I'm 40.
That guy, no, that's Oklahoma State goofball.
I hear,
Jesus.
They're
young guy, and I'm sitting here like.
Two irrelevant teams that I could care less
that's
about.
That's not true. That is not true. You know who's coaching UCLA this year? Jim Moore Jr.
No, I was talking about Oregon State and Oklahoma State.
Well, Oklahoma State is, I'm a man, I'm 40. He's right. Pretty, that guy. Everybody knows that guy.
Well, yeah, because
he's 40.
Because he's all over Coors Light commercials now.
40. No, but they're going to be tough.
He's probably 42 about now.
No, he's 44.
He's really,
I think he's 44.
Now.
I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm 58. But who cares? It doesn't really matter. Listen, Roy.
Yeah.
Is that all? That's enough college football.
Because
I'm blown out. Let's talk about the NFL because that's what we get paid to do, right?
That's true.
That's basically what we get paid to do. Let's go to – I'm going to go to NFL.com. Tell you what I'm going to do. Go to BruceHallSports.com. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to BruceHallSports.com, and I'm going to pull up my blog, and we're going to talk about each game, and we're going to give you our thoughts on it. St. Louis is at Chicago. Two teams, in my opinion, going opposite directions. You love the Bears. F the Bears, okay?
Well,
St. Louis is a team. I already picked St. Louis to be in the Super Bowl in 2016.
I did love
them
the Bears.
To do that.
I loved the Bears until Jay Cutler completely crapped. Well, he diarrheaed all
yeah,
over
but
the
you
field
love
last
people
year.
One week and hate them the next anyway, so that isn't saying
that's
much.
Not completely
oh, that's
true.
Absolutely true.
I've
sat here and watched
like
you for
Bears.
A year now.
I still like the
you're
Bears.
You're so fickle, it's ridiculous.
It's great. It's but great, didn't great, the Ram, great for the Ravens.
Hey, didn't the Rams show you something last week against the Redskins?
No, they showed me that the Redskins defense sucks. That's what they showed me.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
And they showed me that the Redskins
did you watch the game?
I watched the whole game.
Okay.
And
the Redskins could have won that game and should have won that game.
Should have won
so the
that
Rams
game.
Showed me something. They won a game that they could have easily lost, but they didn't.
They showed me that the Redskins defensive coordinator does not know how to adjust at halftime to let Danny Amendola
catch
16
Do you
want
to hear who was caught? Now, I listen to a lot of talk shows
they
during
gave,
the week.
They, in the fourth quarter, they gave it off to the DB coach, the ex-Tampa Bay coach. What's his name?
Dipstick is his name because he didn't call a very good game.
First
of all, if I'm the defensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins, Jimmy Haslett, who's been a head coach,
apparently,
and has been in
the
NFL for 25 years at least, and they tell me to give Raheem Morris?
Yeah, there it is.
They say, let Raheem call the plays the rest of the game.
Well, they look better
you know
in the
what I do? I hand him my headphones and I go, you know, if you need me, I'll be at home.
They looked better in the fourth quarter, though.
They got the crap kicked out of them in the fourth quarter.
Well,
every time the Rams touched the ball.
They were up 21-6 at halftime.
Let me tell you what the problem was. The problem is Brandon Boykin is playing. Pull up Brandon Boykin's name. Just Google him. He's playing for a team in the NFL. He was a fourth-round draft choice. I want to say it was the Eagles. Could have been the Eagles. But Brandon Boykin, really good ball player out of the University of Georgia. The Redskins could have drafted him. And they need, I'm telling you, they're taking kids off the street right now for their.
He's with the Eagles.
He's with the Philadelphia freaking Eagles. They take him. He's their nickelback right now. Mm-hmm. He starts at the corner in certain, like, five man sets.
Yeah. Well, he was drafted in the fourth round.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
You didn't have to repeat that. So anyway, here's what I'm trying to tell you. We don't need him. We draft a quarterback after we've just given three first-round draft choices for RG3. We draft another quarterback. You know why? Because they're pass-happy. Because they're quarterback-happy.
But is that
because they're offense-happy. We needed Brandon Boykin. You know who else we could have gotten? A kid named Massey, who's starting for the Arizona Cardinals at right tackle.
See,
I'm
on the other end of that, though. I like the Cousins pick.
That's a stupid pick.
I like it.
Well, you like it when the Redskins are 4-12 at the end of the season.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you can the Cousins pick is going to turn into more picks. He's going to be a good quarterback.
Bull crap.
Plus, it gives you insurance if RG3 goes down, which, by the way, he's on pace to rush more times than Tim Tebow did last year.
So you're saying he's going to get hurt next game, probably?
Could happen.
Well, if it is, why we give everybody three first-round draft choices for
him? Because he's a superstar.
Roy, you're an idiot. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I want to say hi to Eddie at Augie's in Larchmont, augiesitalian.com. Order some food from him. It's the most unbelievable Italian food you'll ever eat. I'm Bruce All. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back.
We're back.
Here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's WFAS. Second Opinion.
We're
going down our game list. By the way, first game. We have been talking about St. Louis Cardinals. I'm still on baseball.
I'm taking the over for 4 stars. I am passing this on to clients. Over 43 points. I love that.
The line here is St. Louis plus 7.
No win.
No
win.
Bears.
No win today.
Over under is 43, and you have the over.
I have the over. I don't like. I love. If you held a gun to my head, I'd take St. Louis, but I'm not going to because I saw him play against the Redskins, and the Redskins should have beat him last week in St. Louis. So I'm not taking him.
We agree here that if we were both going to take a game, it would be the Rams plus the 7. We both have the over.
Can we talk about what a baby that Jay Cutler is?
He's a baby. He's a big baby.
Oh God, this guy needs.
That was my rant this week.
This guy either needs to get the crap kicked out of him by one of his offensive linemen during a game so we can all see it, or he needs to just grow up and take some medication and relax.
Yeah, you don't call out your. I think we talked about this last show.
He pushed the guy.
You don't call out your offensive line.
He
like that.
Hit him with his shoulder when he walked by him. I would have smacked him. I'd have knocked his ears off of his head.
That's the difference between winners and losers in this league. There are the quarterbacks that people rally around and love to get behind, even when they're not very good. I.e., a Tim Tebow or a Drew Brees.
Yep.
He rallies people around, and
right.
I mean, he's a darn good quarterback.
Right.
And then there's the guys who have the skills, but they're just jerks. They're just the people that you hate, the people that you want to give up a sack a game just so he will shut up in the press in that post game interview, like a Jay Cutler. I hate Jay Cutler.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Let's go to the next game. Buffalo is at Cleveland. Buffalo minus 3 at Cleveland. The total's 44. These are two teams, in my opinion, that are going nowhere fast. Buffalo may end up playing in Toronto eventually. I don't know if they're going to build them a new stadium where Rich Stadium sits or not. Cleveland actually looked a heck of a lot better last week. They were in a ball game until the fourth quarter, which is pretty amazing. If you ever want to know which game that the CBS Sports thinks is the worst game to watch out of all the NFL games on any given Sunday, just see where Spiro Ditas and Steve Berline are working because they are the two worst commentators, according to CBS, because the worst game, they always do it. This week it's the Bills traveling to Cleveland because the league is – this is on my website. I'm reading this. Because the league has promised both teams that one of them will probably be guaranteed a win.
Maybe.
And that's why – hey, you know what they do have going? Two of the best running backs in football, C.J. Spiller. yeah. for the Buffalo Bills and Trent Richardson, who looked like a monster last
week.
Who
would have thought that C.J. Spiller and Reggie Bush would be some of the league's top running backs
C.J. Spiller's averaging 150 yards a game.
And he wasn't even the number one back on his depth chart.
You know what? He's the first running back. I'm giving you guys a lot of information here. You don't have to write this down. There will not be a quiz on it at the end of the show.
There might be a quiz.
But he's the first running back since the guy that gave him so much crap and was his biggest critic, Jim Brown, to lead the league with over 10 yards of carry after the first 2 weeks with a minimum of 20 carries. How cool is that? Now, Brandon Wheaton had a great outing. We talked about that. I'm passing on the game, though.
This is a terrible game.
Well, it's a terrible game. I want Cleveland to win so bad just to shut a few people up, I know. But you know what? I can't. I can't even watch this game. Spiro Ditas and Steve Berline. Do you know how many people probably turn the sound down and listen to the radio guys? How about 95% of them?
The Bills last year were 2-5 away against the spread, and the Browns were 3-5 at home against the spread.
Hey, you know what?
This is a crap game.
I'd be surprised if Vegas has anybody except somebody wearing a Browns jersey and a dog mask. They'd have to have a dog mask on.
That's terrible.
Let's go to the next game. I like this game. I don't like Jacksonville much, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Indy -3 over Jacksonville. Indianapolis gets Andrew Luck gets his first win of the season last week.
He looked darn good doing it.
Yeah, he did. And you know what's really wild about that kid? He's athletic enough. And I shouldn't say athletic enough. He's very athletic. And he's also quick. You remember he ran – RG3 ran a 4.42 40 or 4.38 or something. Andrew Luck ran the second fastest 40 in the combine for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He ran a 4.58.
Which is quick.
That's real quick. That's tight end quick. But anyway,
he's a big boy too.
I like Indy in this game. Jacksonville is just struggling. You know, they do have MJD. They did get a decent game out of their quarterback down there, Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert's coming along. He cut his hair too. He doesn't look like a little girl anymore. He looks like a man. He's not even 40. He's not 40 yet. He's like 24. He's not a man.
Nope.
But he's not very mobile. He's going to get some pressure from the front seven at Indy.
Is back. You know, he's starting to hit his stride.
You know who their number two receiver is for Jackson? I almost broke my microphone.
Justin Blackmon?
No. It's Donnie Avery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Reggie Wayne is getting double-teamed every play, and he's still caught all those balls. And you know how many – Luck is – he's smart. Yeah. Andrew Luck's a smart guy. He's throwing Reggie Wayne a third of the balls.
I picked up Donnie Avery on our fantasy league, and he's going to whoop –
He's caught
our producer
nine passes.
Matt this week. He's just going to wipe his butt off.
You know, Donnie Avery
team,
did it. Avery was with the Rams, Roy, and you know they got rid of him. They just gave up on him too early. And look, Indianapolis is using him. They're using him right. We'll see what happens Sunday. I'm taking Indy for a very small play.
I like three stars. I like Indy.
It's not going to be in my final five for your butt.
No, it's not in one of my five either. But I do like Indy.
All right, Jets in Miami. Jets are -2 at Miami. Tony Sperano's going home. I mean, he's still got that house in Miami. I think he put it up for sale, but I don't think he sold it. He was asking too much money.
We could see,
besides, who would want to sell a house in Miami?
We could see Wildcat versus Wildcat in this game.
Well, you know damn well that we're going to see Tebow in Miami. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, and I'll tell you why.
He's from that area. He's from Jacksonville.
Reggie Bush is he had 179 yards last game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Reggie Bush looks like who he said he would
looked
be.
Like Reggie Bush.
He is who he would say he would be.
He's taking that Kim Kardashian breakup to heart down there in Miami.
And his butt is half as big as hers. Last week they rushed for two. Are you ready for this? This is why I can't take the Raiders today.
Miami, this is why I can't take the Raiders seriously.
Miami rushed for 259 yards last
that's
week.
That's college numbers.
That's high school numbers.
That's LSU versus Temple numbers.
That's Old Dominion versus New Hampshire numbers.
Old Dominion, the quarterback threw for 730 yards.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later because I got news for you, NCAA. That's club football. You know, I had a club team that could have beat both of those
teams.
Well,
he's D1, though.
It yeah, but that's one. A joke. It have is you ever a joke. Been to Old Dominion and seen them play? They look
that's
like a
video
good
game
high
numbers.
School field.
That's video game numbers.
Anyway, if Miami plays it smart on offense and they don't turn the ball over, they should beat the Jets.
I have the Jets here.
You know what? This is a tough number, though. When you're looking at a number that's less than three and you're looking at a toss-up, you got to leave that alone. You can't take one side or the other, people, if you're handicapping. I am turning my back to this game.
I'm
leaving it alone. I'm going to pass only because it's too close to call.
I don't like it, but for my New York fans out there, I do. I'm a Jet. I'm going with the Jets here.
God, you. Hey, you know what? Rex is getting skinnier and skinnier.
I have a bet.
He looks good. Rex, by the way, if you're listening to our show,
does look good.
You look great, buddy.
He does. He's slimming down.
You look better than Rob. Rob's putting it back on.
Yeah, he is.
Rob lost.
Just handed it over
hey,
to
Rob
his brother.
Lost. Rob lost 40.
Take this.
He lost 40, but I think he's putting back a small child.
Yeah.
Anyway, New Orleans over Kansas City.
9.5 is I love the spread it. Here. 53
is the over. This is going to be a fun game to watch, and I'll tell you why. There's no defense.
Zero.
There's no defense in this game.
And you'd think that a Romeo Crennel coach team would have a little bit of defense.
Well, you know what he's doing? And he's catching.
Nothing. He's not
doing anything. He's catching a lot of flack. Listen to what he's doing. He's the defensive coordinator and the head coach.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You just cannot do that.
Wade Phillips tried it. It didn't work in Dallas.
Well, and I'm going to say this. You know, Drew Brees, and we knew this was what was going to happen. He's playing without Sean Payton. You need that guy there for you, watching everything you do. Sean would give him the offense. He'd talk about problems they were having. They could work it out. Drew's struggling. Drew also has a slight ankle sprain that hopefully won't give him a hard time. Knowing Drew, he's going to wrap it up and take some.
Well, hopefully it will give him a hard time because I'm playing against him in fantasy.
Well, I like the over here. I like over 53 points because I think I think the first one to 40 or 38 wins this game. He's been struggling throwing the football. Have you watched him? I mean, his quarterback rating is 70 and change. Jimmy Graham, as big a target as he is, they're chipping him on the line of scrimmage, and they've got at least one, sometimes two guys covering him downfield. Mm-hmm. Darren Sproles is their leading receiver by far. I think he's caught like 18 balls, but he hasn't run the ball. They need to start working the ball into him.
They don't run the ball.
Thomas is a good running back.
Yeah.
He is
Mark
carrying
Ingram.
The ball. Mark Ingram's done a good job, but they're turning the ball over.
Yeah.
Drew is forcing the ball because he's behind all the time. Look, it's a big difference between being up 10 and being Drew Brees and being down 10 and being Drew Brees. Yeah. And this is just giving them some problems. Neither of those two teams, in my opinion, are going anywhere this season.
I thought the Chiefs, I had them 10-6. I thought they were going to have one of the best running attacks in football.
And I gave you a little bit of a hard time about it. And the reason I did was because we just didn't know how good their defense was. I think they're going to score
their
28
defense,
to 35 points today, but I think they could lose.
Their defense looked good at the end of last year, and then you add Peyton Hillis to Jamal Charles.
What do you have, New Orleans? -9?
Yeah, I got a -9.
You know, how is a team 0-2 that's looked that bad a 9-point
favorite
over
anybody? Because people
Drew
Brees.
Here's what I would tell my people in the office pools right now. Take Kansas City, because it's going to be a close game. Yeah, New Orleans does not have a defense.
Yeah.
Trust me, the Redskins put a 40-burger up on them.
Yeah.
And the Redskins aren't great. They're okay.
I'm staying away from this game.
I'm taking the over. I'm already all over. The Chiefs have lost by 16 and 18 to Atlanta and Buffalo. Now, Atlanta can play. Buffalo can't. Last week, for some reason, Jamal Charles, your guy, had 9 touches.
Well, he got hurt. And then Peyton Hillis.
But they put him back in at the end of the game.
Peyton Hillis came in, and then they got there was another running back.
Is Dwayne Bowe getting any points in fantasy at all?
I mean,
how about Tony
in PPR
Moyaki?
Right.
How about Tony, the tight end? Tony the Tiger.
The Chiefs right now are looking bad all around as a fan. If you have a Chief on your fantasy team, you're losing.
Loser.
So let's go to the next game.
All right.
Detroit -3.5 at the Tennessee Titans. The over under here is 47.5.
You know, I love Detroit.
Me
I'll tell you why. They
Me
went
too.
They went to San Francisco last week. My 49ers, I say my 49ers because I adopted them when I picked them to win the Super Bowl and be in the Super Bowl this year. They covered, but barely. What happened was the Detroit defense was tough, and they did not allow the 49ers after I think they had 2 scores, but they didn't allow them in the end zone. I think they kicked 5 field goals. At the same time, Detroit was pressing a little bit. They really didn't show too much off. They were getting hit in the mouth repeatedly. But they're tough. Let me tell you, their defense has been called chippy.
Yeah.
They've been called cheap. You know,
well, Donahue Sue is Mr. Cheap.
Well, he is Mr. Cheap.
Although I like Sue.
You like Sue?
I like Sue. But yeah, I have Detroit here at minus 3.5. I like them here. It's one of my top plays. It's one of my
top 5
on the week.
Song, A Boy Named Sue. Anyway, we're gonna talk a little bit about we're gonna finish up with New Orleans and Kansas City right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of Tennessee, though, Chris Johnson's birthday.
Yeah,
we can't forget that.
And who is this singing?
Averaging 1.1 yards per carry?
Who's this singing? Chris. Is this Bruce Springsteen?
I've seen him live. I've seen him.
He's 63 years old today.
He's very bad live
the
now.
The boss is 63.
I saw him a couple years ago.
Oh, he was amazing. He just played. He just played in D.C. They said he was unbelievable.
Well, there's a lot of old people that still listen to it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got your old person right here for you. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back with more.
Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We are in the middle of our NFL picks right now.
It's hurting my back.
We're in the middle of our NFL plays right now, and neither of us have given our straight cast.
No,
Tommy play
we haven't
week.
Straight cast.
So
Tommy
don't worry
Dave.
If
no.
You're just tuning in. You haven't missed it yet.
We'll give them before the 12:30 hour for sure.
Absolutely.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna tease you a little.
Mine's
bit.
Coming up.
Straight cash, homie. For those of you who don't know who that is Randy Moss.
Our inspiration, our buddy.
Yeah,
he recorded that for us.
Yeah, he a guy who's taken smoking marijuana to a completely different level.
The NFL knows what Randy Moss.
The NFL knows what I do with marijuana. I love that guy. Hey, he caught a touchdown pass 2 weeks ago,
and
I think he caught a big pass last week. A big pass, not a touchdown.
Yeah.
So hey, by the way, if you're in New York, I read a lot of the New York. I read the Daily News. I read the Post. I love the Post. The Post is kind of like a tabloid. A lot of people in New York will go, what do you mean like a tabloid? They got a great sports section. There's a guy named Costello up there. This guy's the real deal. Brian Costello. I don't even know what his record is, but last week, listen, I'm a handicapper. Anytime I see somebody that against the spread, they're like 21-11, they know what they're doing. They're not getting lucky. I also saw last year he won this. So yeah. I like the guy. You know what I just looked
Speaking
at?
Speaking of,
what?
Go to WFASAM.com.
Oh, that's right.
Click on Bruce Hall, second opinion.
I don't know if I made my picks or not.
You can see our picks there.
Oh, I did make the 5 picks.
Yeah, you can see all of our picks there on the Bengals-Redskins games, one of them, which we're going to be talking about next.
No, I don't think it is because I picked the 5, and I don't think I – did I use the Redskins and the Bengals? You know why? Because it's a toss-up.
And you picked the Redskins.
I did? I took all the home teams.
And so yeah, which
– I did.
14.
So if you want to tie me, take all the home teams.
The home teams were 14-16. What was it? First week?
Yeah, you know you can't go by that anymore.
Got a Saints referee showing up in Saints gear.
Are we just doing wins with that?
Yeah, it's just straight.
And
up.
That's why I no pick spread. Them because I gotta pick ones that are toss ups.
Yeah. So if you want to pick, you go to I forget what the email address. I'll find that out for you. But you send I think it's wfas.sports@gmail.com. And send your picks.
Is Kyle in? Is Kyle in today?
And
give Kyle a call. What's the number? What's the number at Kyle's place? BR549. That's Junior Samples' number.
If you beat us in your picks, I believe the winner gets.
We'll send somebody over to your house and beat you physically.
Bring it on! A Broadway ticket.
Well, can I say? Can I finish my thought that I had here?
Your thought.
This guy Costello. Picks the Dolphins to win today 23-7. I love Miami today. And I got to tell you, if Miami, I may have to release them small because I liked them all week. It's just such a close game to call.
See, I like the
Jets. Plus, I'm a little worried about Tebow because who's going to tackle Tebow?
Nobody's
for
Miami.
I don't know, man. You know, and but
he'll just transubstantiate throughout the entire offensive line.
I have the number, by the way.
That's too big of a word to even.
That?
Don't use big words like that unless you're going to have a dictionary in here, will you?
Big words.
Hey, well, let's go over the picks we already made. St. Louis, Chicago, I took the over, and that's my play. I'll be playing that on National Handicappers Bowl, in the National Handicappers Bowl this week. I'm going to take Chicago probably for 4 stars there. Buffalo at Cleveland, we both agreed that this game's so ugly.
we both agree that nobody cares about this game.
But we did talk about Spiro Ditas and Steve Berline more than anybody in the history of television has because they're both terrible and they're doing the worst game in the NFL. Indy we took, -3 over Jacksonville because Jacksonville's just that bad.
They might be moving to London.
Well, I thought they were moving to Abu Dhabi.
The rumors
isn't
are
that where their owners from?
The rumors are that they might be.
Their owners from Pakistan.
Well,
yes,
he's from.
Not that there's anything wrong with
know.
That.
There's I don't know
nothing,
where he's from. And
there's
I'm not
absolutely
going to make
nothing wrong with being from Pakistan.
I'll be the PC one here.
I think you're a Pakistani if you're from Pakistan. Hey, listen, I was listening to these two dudes do the show last night. I swear to God, and the one guy's name is Manish. And Manish is an Indian name. I want to say it's a Sikh name. I think it's a Sikh name. And because I have friends that are Sikhs.
So you can say that.
I have friends. you could start a website, Sikhs Seeking Sikhs, which would be kind of nice.
They gave you the play card.
Here probably go, make all kinds of money. But anyway, San Francisco, Minnesota, I have not made a decision on that game. Roy, you like the under
this
in that
is
game.
This is my game.
It's
so
one of
it.
Your games.
Hit
oh,
it,
this,
Matt.
Oh, this. Oh, here it is.
Three,
I can't believe it.
We're here in San Francisco.
Straight cash,
49ers.
Randy, who you
seven
like?
Is my straight cash homie play of the week
hey,
over the Minnesota
get Randy
Vikings.
Back on the phone, quick. Is
straight cash, homie.
Yeah.
Randy, who you like in this game, buddy?
You like San Francisco?
You like San Francisco?
I think that the NFL knows what Randy Moss has done with marijuana.
Yeah.
And I think the NFL knows what Randy Moss does
yeah,
with
but
marijuana.
Randy, who do you like in the game? Randy?
I think he...
Marijuana.
You know what I think it is? I think the problem with Randy Moss is he knows that because he's playing now, he's not allowed to bet on the game.
That's probably what it is.
You know?
Why else wouldn't he want
to...
He just wanted
to...
All
he'd want to do is twist one and light one up. That's all. All right, so you like...
But I love this game.
You like San Francisco.
Yep. Alex Smith has been lighting it up.
I may take him for 3 stars. Here's the problem with that game. There isn't one. They'd have here. You know, Minnesota has not turned the ball over yet. I don't mean them. I mean they have no interceptions. They have
right.
nothing.
Alex Smith protects.
He's going to throw for 250, 300 yards. He's going to rush for 150 yards. He's going to play great defense inside. And if they get ahead early, it's going to be over early.
The only thing that
I
don't like about this game is that I have Alex Smith as a fantasy quarterback, and I'm terrified to play him because I feel like they're just going to run all over Minnesota.
Then why in the world are you doing straight cash, homie?
No, because they're going to win. That's why. They're going to win. By
how,
at least.
Why are you
yeah,
doing?
It'll be like 14. They'll win by 14. Easy.
Yeah, but what happens if it's...
Straight cash.
What happens if it goes to 7.5 and you take it? And they get backdoored by a touchdown.
Oh,
with 30 seconds.
I've
left.
Already taken it by 6.5. So the 7 line means nothing to me.
All right.
But that's my straight cash homie play of the week. Frank Gore, Alex Smith. They're just going to do it up.
All right.
Manningham straight might cash, have a touchdown.
Straight cash homie.
Anybody else on that team wants a touchdown?
All right. I'm taking Indianapolis. I got to take them. They're going to be 2-1 after this game, which is amazing. Because did they win 2 games last year? I think they did. They were 2-14.
Minnesota?
No. Indy. Because they got the first pick in the draft.
Oh, San Francisco.
Did they win one or did they win two?
San Francisco's playing
Minnesota. No, you're not listening to me. Did they win one or two games last year?
Indianapolis won 2 games.
So they're liable to get their total number of wins today.
This week? Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you know what? I couldn't be happier for the city of Indianapolis. Because Peyton Manning left. And it wasn't really his idea, but this is a great idea what they
honestly,
did.
I have zero sympathy or zero anything for the city of Indianapolis. They backed into two of, you know, once-in-a-lifetime quarterbacks. You got two of them back-to-back.
Oh, my God.
I feel no pain for you in a 2-win season. I hope you don't win another game for the rest of the year.
All right.
Stupid, stupid fans. Don't show up because you were going to get Andrew Luck. I hate you.
I didn't activate Kobe Fleener, and I... Dangerfield's outside. Dangerfield's outside. Go get him, will you? Hey, listen. New Orleans, Kansas City, we talked about that. I'm taking the over. You're scared of the total, aren't you?
Yeah, we're on the Redskins now, actually.
No, actually.
Are you ready to go there?
But I'm going over this picks for the people that just...
Oh, you're recapping us.
The people that just... Yeah, we're recapping them. Detroit -3.5 at Tennessee, and I'm taking Detroit.
How wise
this is a team that's going to be in the playoffs. Tennessee is a team that may be sold pretty
Tennessee.
Soon.
Although it is Chris Johnson's birthday, so maybe he'll get more than a yard a carry this today.
Yeah, he's averaging 1.1 yards per carry.
That's very good. If you are 3 years old and playing in the NFL,
hey,
that's the only time it would be good.
Roy, this is really important. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230.
Stay tuned for Bruce's
WFAS
Straight Cash Homie Play.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And I have already given out my straight cash homie play.
I don't even know who mine is. Do I? Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I know who it is. So if I know who it is,
so
I hope you know who it is.
You know, don't. Now, look, if you.
You know that I know that you know
but
who
you,
it is.
But do you know what I know?
Probably.
You know what? I was pulling to this. Torrey Smith's younger brother died in a motorcycle accident earlier this morning. He's from Virginia. It's what it says. He was 19 years old in Northeast Virginia. So that would be kind of near where I live, like Alexandria or Falls Church. They're very close. It's devastating. I'm just trying to see. It says, can't believe his little brother is gone. Be thankful for your loved ones and tell them you love them. This is the hardest thing ever. God, this is just horrible. I don't know if he's going to play or not. I don't even think it's important. I think what's important is that if you do believe in anything, say a prayer for Torrey Smith and his family, because anytime you lose a 19-year-old brother, it's horrible. It's just not a good thing, and parents shouldn't be burying their kids. And I'm sure Torrey was real close to this kid. I'm sure Torrey was his hero. So, Matt's moving me on. Let me get off of this subject. I'm sorry. Torrey Smith's brother, dead at the age of 19. Really sad. Torrey's a wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. And by the way, I'm going to go to that game maybe tonight if I can find a ticket under $200.
Yeah, it's pretty. They're calling it the Redemption Game.
The Redemption Bowl or the whatever bowl or the
Baltimore.
Toilet Bowl or
probably the Toilet Bowl. Yeah,
I'm sitting here looking. I'm sitting here looking on Twitter to see if there's any great news. Nope, nothing.
Is it nothing?
Let's go
on to the next.
Next
on
game. Go ahead.
And Redskins are -3 over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah,
over
the
total's
50. Guess what? I'm taking the Redskins for 4, and I'm taking the over for 5. And that's not my straight homie play. My straight. What is it called? Straight cash, homie, play. All right, keep going. Let me talk about this game, though, real quick. Hold on 1 second. I'll pull it up here. I don't know what the deal is with the Redskins. They lost two of their best defensive players. Guy that does a wrestling show, and I'm talking about WWE wrestling, not kind of wrestling I coach. Adam Carricker, the name of his show is...
Fourth and Pain.
Fourth and Pain. He's a nice guy. He's a great guy. I follow him on Twitter. He follows me. He just had surgery, actually, yesterday. He tore a tendon
in his groin.
In his quadricep.
It's what his quad
attaches to on the inside part of his knee or his hip or something. It's the lower attachment. That comes from squatting too much.
And then Brian Arakpo tore his pec again.
It's his pec on the other side of his pec. Brian Arakpo, Roy brought it up when we were talking, doing our pre-production meeting here. It was kind of like he might be done. I mean, if he doesn't get a lot better by this time next year, mm-hmm. his
Well, you know, if you look at the Washington Redskins as a franchise and a history of their injuries, they don't have a very good history of guys coming back from injury. I don't know if you point at the personal trainers here.
No, it's not.
Or you
or you
point at the organization. Or you,
it's
or
not
you point
the organization.
At, I mean, I don't know who you point at here because...
You're bringing up LeRon Landry stuff.
If you look at
LeRon Landry's doing right now in New York.
And he couldn't get it done.
He sucks!
Well, he couldn't get it done in Washington.
He's not going to get it done in New York either.
He got hurt multiple times year in and year out.
Look at him, though. He's like a muscle. He's a human muscle.
So you're saying this is just a coincidence?
I think he lifts too much. He doesn't stretch enough. He doesn't run enough.
I'm talking about Arakpo now, too, as well.
Well, look at Brian Arakpo. He looks like a bodybuilder.
Because you have to throw that in. So is that...
He looks like a bodybuilder. He's worked out hard. What Rack has done to tear a pec is he's worked his pecs to the max. And somewhere, and you know, this could be training, but... most of these guys have their own trainers. Do you know that?
Yeah.
They don't use the Redskin trainers all the time. In the off season, they don't use them hardly at all unless they live right down the street. A lot of the Rack's from Texas. He's from Houston somewhere or Oklahoma. And, you know, they work out with a lot of different people. I just, you know, I'm just telling you, in the old days, guys played a lot longer because they didn't have so much muscle. Now, granted, you need to lift. You need to be strong. But how strong do you need to be? Do you need to get to the point where you're so strong that every time you take a bad step, something rips? See, I believe that those things are all go hand in hand. Look at baseball. Those guys are pulling hamstrings, running to first base.
Yeah.
If you're 20-something years old.
We saw Ryan Howard happen. That happened to him last year, and he was out for the majority of the season.
Yeah, I think it was his ankle. But the thing of it is, you're right, Roy. It's always something, and it's not happening to guys that are out of shape. It's happening to guys that have bodies that look like Adonis, you know, and maybe that's not it.
But what do you attribute that to? I know we're getting a little off topic here, but let's finish this thought.
I think it's not enough stretching, because stretching is painful.
Yeah.
Stretching isn't fun. And I'm telling you right now, my wrestlers, when they lift weights, you know, we stretch. And occasionally, I forget to stretch. And I'll have one of my wrestlers say to me, because we'll do pull-ups, sit-ups, leg lifts.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have their own weight programs we design. But if they don't do bar hangs and they don't stretch and they don't get with a partner and stretch, they get too tight. And when you get too tight, number one, when your flexibility isn't there, neither is your range of motion. When your range of motion isn't there, you can't do the things you want to do anyway. I just look at Landry. All he cares about is having people scared of him when he runs across the middle, because he's a safety. That's what he does. He's also really into his body. I think that's safe to say.
Well, he takes a bunch of pictures and
I've never seen more pictures of a human being on Twitter.
He wears
or
girls' t-shirts,
Facebook.
And
yeah, he does. Prince, he wears like small t-shirts. And
although that shirt would probably be extremely large on me, but still.
Well, Carriker made a big deal about that last year.
Everyone
Carriker actually got put a really small shirt on and went, "Look, I can do that too." And Carriker looked like the Hulk.
Yeah,
it was scary. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going over our NFL picks. Before we finish this, let's the Redskins, I'm taking them, I'm taking the over.
Right.
Cincinnati can't stop anybody. The Redskins can't stop anybody. It's a beautiful day. It's going to go over 50 points. Put the house on it.
Pierre Garçon,
I'm just kidding.
Out for that game. Just got it.
Yeah, Garcon's. Yeah, yeah. He was another one of those game time decisions too. I'm taking them minus the points, and I'm taking over 50. The over 50 is for 5 stars.
Next game is Dallas Cowboys -8 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Can we talk about a game that was played this week that I thought was I really was a little worried about at first?
Yeah.
I released the Giants, but I also released the over, and I missed. Because Cam Newton didn't score any points.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a really up-and-down-the-field game. Tell the New York fans who that running back is. It's so good for them.
It's Andre Brown. He has 33 carries, 184 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Let me tell you, this is why general managers...
On the season he has.
This is why general managers, scouts, and head coaches don't really care that much about having to draft a Trent Richardson with a second or third pick. Because they can get guys like Andre Brown. Find out for me, if you can, what round he was picked in. I want to say he was like a fourth or fifth round pick. I think he's been around for a while. He's not a rookie.
It's his third year.
But he's a practice guy. You know, I mean, he's been on the practice squad. He's been with another team, I'm pretty sure, and I think they got him back. But this guy is having a phenomenal year, and he's a big, powerful North and South guy. He, you know what? This is why they had no problem letting Brandon Jacobs go to San Francisco. Now, well, now Brandon Jacobs hasn't played it down yet.
Well, they drafted the guy out of Virginia Tech to right. fill that void, and he had a fumbling problem in week one. So they've been kind of around.
Oh, you're talking about Wilson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, and David's, but David's not a big physical guy like this guy.
That's true.
David's more of a kind of a, you know, David's got good speed. Mm-hmm. David's got real good sense of where the hole is, but he's not a big physical guy.
And you're exactly right about Andre Brown. He was drafted by the Giants in 2009. He was a practice squad only guy, so that opens you up to sign with other teams. He was drafted in the fourth round, 129 overall. He went to the Broncos for a little bit. It looks like he was cut. Went to the Colts. Looked like he was released. Carolina then picked him up. This is all in the same year. This is all 2010.
Oh.
Carolina cut him. Then the Washington Redskins picked him up. They let him go. The Giants re-signed him in 2011 last year. He's been on the roster ever since.
You know what? And he's not going anywhere now.
No.
Because he's figured it out. You know who had a very similar circumstance? Is Cruz.
Yeah,
you know, Cruz is a late-round draft choice or a free – no, he's a free agent signing out of the University of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Definitely not a place – I mean, come on. I mean, there was a game yesterday that was in the 70s with Old Dominion and New Hampshire. I mean, that's – UMass is in the Atlantic 10. They don't play a lot of good football. They just don't. And – but Victor yeah. Cruz had a very average year. He was on the practice squad. He was up and down. And then last year, what happened? Eli Manning, he started spending a lot of time with Eli in the summer and in the offseason and even lifted a little bit with those guys. And guess what? He was as good a receiver as there was in the NFL last year. And this year, he's being double-teamed almost every play.
Yeah.
The Giants are definitely a force still.
Mm-hmm.
And that game against Carolina, at Carolina, proved it to me because it was on a short week.
Yeah.
Which and
well, Eli Manning's a real deal.
But who's the best travel team in football?
New York Giants.
Who's the best travel coach in football?
Tom Coughlin.
I think he's the best coach in football. I really do. I'm not gonna, now that I know Belichick's been cheating,
yeah.
I'm not a Belichick guy anymore. You know that.
Yeah.
I don't go for that cheating crap.
Nope.
So, you know, and I've been reading about this cheating, and it's alleged cheating.
Yeah.
But well, you know what? I'd like to see somebody go to court over it. I'd love to see, you know, they burned all the tapes. Roger Goodell, mm-hmm. your commissioner
yeah,
of the NFL.
It. What was that, like 48 hours?
Yeah. How do you not destroy yeah. evidence? How do you destroy evidence? At your headquarters, they didn't even destroy it. It actually never made it to NFL headquarters. They destroyed it at their headquarters when they went up there.
Yep.
I don't even want to get off on that.
But
anyway,
to get back to Victor Cruz,
yep.
His 2010 season, I mean, he could have blown up earlier than he really did. He had a big preseason when he came into the league. Yeah, he was not drafted, as you mentioned, but the Giants pretty much called him immediately afterwards,
right.
as the report goes. And he had a big preseason his first year. He led the team in receptions and receiving yards that preseason. And then he played three games. Didn't really do anything. Didn't record a catch. Then he was placed on the IR. So it was kind of like they didn't know what was going to get out of him. And then they had that blow up season. And so really, what you have to pay tribute to here, I guess, is the scouts that the Giants have. You look at the scouts that the Giants have, and then you look at the scouts that some of these other teams that are, you know, poor
right.
are like the Washington Redskins. I would point to them, or the Miami Dolphins. You can point to them, or the how about the Oakland Raiders?
Anyway,
Carson Palmer off the
anyway,
couch.
To make a long story short, I still like the Giants to win the East. I really do. I don't see it being the Cowboys. I don't see it being Mike Vick or the Eagles, and it's definitely not going to be the Redskins. Hey, welcome to a new era of Fordham football. Join us Saturday, October 6th, as the Rams take on the tough Georgetown Hoyas. Kickoff is 1 p.m. at legendary Jack Coffee Field. To order tickets, call 855-RAM-TIXS. That's 855-RAM-TIXS, or visit FordhamSports.com. The giveaway for the tickets today, the question is, who has the longest rush for the Jets this season? Who has the longest rush for the Jets this season? Call Kyle at 914-693-5700. That's 914-693-5700. Just ask for Kyle. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230, WFAS. We'll be right back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back. We're cruising through our NFL picks. And now we're up on the Dallas Football Cowboys. The line is -8 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They have a football team in Dallas.
The over-under is 46.
They got cheerleaders. I know they got like
they have
this
sideshow.
They have a spaceship that looks like it cost them about $2 billion to build.
Yeah.
That is a spaceship.
It's pretty ridiculous.
That is the coolest
there.
Building I've ever been in. But it's like there was a football game going on between Jacksonville and Dallas when I was there 2 years ago. I was like, what am I even here for?
Yeah, no idea.
Probably. You know, because there was a band playing right behind me. There was a spread. I was in the the real nice seats. Somebody gave them to us for free. You could literally get in for nothing back then. Mm-hmm. That was during the World Series. And I, you know, we ate. We watched a band play. And, you know, for about a quarter, I watched a little bit of a football game. By the way, Dallas lost by, 30 points in that game.
Yeah, well,
to David Garrard in Jacksonville.
They're not very good against the spread at home. Last year, they were 2-6.
Well, nobody watches the game.
The
they watch the television screen.
Mm-hmm.
The television screen is 60 yards long. So they have the game blown up, and the field is underneath your feet if you're in the upper level. It's unbelievable.
So this is but these Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they were 2-6 last week.
Matt, you have something to say. Say it, Matt.
Away.
Come on, buddy.
I was
don't
saying,
be shy.
You know, they could have saved their money on the cap and just plugged in Madden NFL 2013 on that big screen.
That's, I guess that's supposed to be funny.
I don't know.
It was.
I'm going to laugh. Hey, man, that's good. No, yeah, I hear you. No, you know what?
I understand.
Basically, what he's saying is the same thing. You know, I mean, people, you don't need a big TV screen that big. All you need are something at both sides of the field to watch replays.
But it's so cool, Bruce.
All right, Dallas is -8 over Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay can beat Dallas there. But I'm not taking the game. I'm scared of it, and I'll tell you why. I have no idea why. I'd love to tell you why, but I'm just a little afraid because Dallas looked so bad last week. And if you watch the Cowboys in recent years, what do you notice about them? They're not consistent.
No,
they'll go out and they'll look great, and then they'll you know,
poop the bed.
Yeah, poop the bed the next time. I wasn't going to say that, but I'm glad you did.
I'll say it for you.
The poop isn't a bad word.
Poop's
so anyway,
fine word.
You know, especially if you're a Cowboy fan, because they poop the bed a lot.
Pooping.
Yeah, they've been to one playoff game in 14 years or something. I mean, what's going on with the Cowboys anyway? I thought they were supposed to have a good defense. I even dropped my lousy defense that Buffalo had. We're talking fantasy football now. It picked up the Cowboys, and then last week they got me 2 points
because
they gave up 27 points to a rookie quarterback in Seattle.
You dropped Buffalo's defense, and you tore it up.
Buffalo sucks.
They defense tore it up last week.
Yeah, but they're not going to tear it. They're going to get
did well.
They're going to get tore
they
up.
They did
this
very
week.
Well.
Anyway,
one little note on this game though: Cowboys,
right.
Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo. He's 3-0.
Yeah.
With a 70.9 completion percentage. That's not a quarterback.
They're
rating.
Probably all in the
That's
road.
That's a completion though. Percentage.
Is that
with
home?
11 touchdowns and no interceptions career against Tampa Bay.
Okay.
So he plays Tampa very well.
Hey, so you're saying they have a chance.
But you pair that with a 2-6 against the spread record at home. And
hey,
here's
what we do with that. We pass on that
yes.
one. I'm going to pass. If I did play the game, I'd take the Bucks because
yeah,
the Bucks, I think, are every bit as good as the Cowboys.
7.5 is too much.
It's 8.
It's too much.
It's 8.
It's 8 now.
It's 8. Philadelphia -3 at Arizona. This is maybe the best game of the day. Both teams are 2-0. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia is the first team in the history of the NFL to turn the ball over 9 times in the first 2 games and be 2-0. They're actually the first team to have won their first 2 games by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a weird situation. Philadelphia, Mike Vick, you know, didn't play in the preseason. Last week was a much better game because he played a much better team. But in reality, they shouldn't even have won, in my opinion. The Ravens gave that game away.
There was a pass interference call in the end zone on the Ravens, and that, which is controversial. Everyone's yapping about that up.
Ravens gave it away anyway. Cam Cameron's an idiot. Ray Rice touches the ball how many times?
Yeah, they were 0-6.
He's averaging 6.7 yards a carry.
0-6 on third
football.
And short. 0-6 on third and short through all six times, I believe.
Give him the – he does this every year.
Yeah,
he did. Well, he's one of those average offensive coordinators. You know whose offensive coordinator he was? Norv Turner's.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought it up because they do this every year. Last year, they won their opener against the Steelers. Then they went to Jacksonville on Monday night. And remember, they pooped the bed there. And they threw it
This is becoming a pattern, this pooping.
They threw it some 40-odd times. And the stat with the Baltimore Ravens is that when Flacco threw it under, I believe it was 38 times,
right,
they were undefeated.
Right.
And when he threw it more than 38 times, they were like 2-6.
Right.
So the moral of the story is, get the ball in Ray Rice's hands.
Yeah, give it to, you know, you this is the best, he may be the best running back in football.
I believe so.
He's the best overall back because he catches the ball out of the backfield.
I think he's the best back.
You know
back
what else
football.
He does really well? He picks up the blitz real well. You know why? Because he's little. He gets up underneath those guys. They can't even see him, and he's diving at their knees, and they're doing front somersaults. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy Edwards, and we love it when Ray Rice makes guys do somersaults when he cuts their knees out from underneath them.
But back to the Philadelphia game.
In this game, you couldn't pay me to take it. But if you held a gun to my head, I'd take the Cards. And the reason I'd take the Cards, they're 9-2 in their last 11 games. Uh-huh. Remember, because they finished 8-0 at the end of last season. Or I'm sorry, 7-0. No, they finished 7-1 at the end of last season.
Did they really?
Yes, they did. They might be the best kept secret in the NFL. They got a great defensive backfield. They got Patrick Peterson. They've got that other kid that's tough that used to play for the Giants. Beanie Wells and Ryan Williams run the ball fairly effectively.
Yeah, Kevin Cobb. He's shown up a lot.
Yeah, and you know what? He's got something to prove. Kevin Cobb does, especially against the Philadelphia Eagles, because you know they could have kept him if they wanted him, but they didn't.
However, he still can't find Larry Fitzgerald.
No, they paid Mike Vick $100 million and they got rid of Kevin Cobb, and Kevin Cobb ended up. That wasn't a trade. I mean, that was a free agent deal. And they ended up getting rid of Kevin Cobb, and Arizona paid him a ton of money.
I think it was a trade. It might have been a trade.
Well, no.
It was a trade and sign. It was a big sign.
It was a huge signing. But I got to tell you, the Arizona Cardinals are one of the best kept secrets in the NFL. They can play defense. They haven't given up over 20. I think they played 9 straight games where they haven't given up more than 20 points. That's pretty good defense.
Yeah, I like the Eagles, though.
Yeah, you can like them because they turn the ball over too much. Mike Vick. Hey, I think Mike Vick goes down today.
If you can turn the ball over that many times and still squeak out victories against a very good Baltimore Ravens team, you know, if they do,
you know who's out for them? Jeremy Maclin's out.
Yeah.
And DeSean Jackson is just a sprint away from walking off the field because his hamstring, he was going to be a game time. He's probable now. But I'm telling you, we got a call right now. On the phone. Hello, this is Bruce Hall.
You're on the air. Now you're on the air.
You're on the air. It's Bruce Hall.
Hey, Bruce. This is Clark Judge calling.
Oh, Clark. Thanks for calling. It's Clark Judge with CBS Sports. Clark's in Baltimore, right, Clark?
I am in Baltimore.
Shoot, are you on West Coast time? Did you see the Giants clinch last night?
I did not. I just saw it on ESPN this morning. I watched it, but I was more interested in the Yankees. I live in New York and was watching that game, so I had an interest there.
Yeah, you know, the Yankees, that was a heck of a comeback they made, too. They were 4 down. They came back in 14 innings, I think. Them in Baltimore, I mean, whoever blinks first loses, I think. I mean,
the Orioles actually are younger. I used to live here in Baltimore.
I know. I read your bio.
it would be a great story to see the Orioles come back. They've got livelier bats. They're younger. The Yankees really are limping to the finish line, but somehow they're winning. They won 7 straight, and somehow they're winning even though they can't get runners in scoring position. But I love baseball. I've always loved baseball, and I love watching the Yankees play. I don't think either one of these teams, however, is going to be much of a factor in the playoffs. I mean, if the Yankees get there, I think they'll be one and done. The Orioles, I don't think they're going to make much of an impression either. They're too many better teams, Chicago and Texas being two of them. And honestly, if somehow the Angels got in, Boy, I think they'd be tough to beat, too.
Yeah, you know, the Angels, they have a really weird situation going over there. And I know you're a football guy, but you know all your sports. The thing about the Angels is Jerry DePoto, the GM there, actually went to Virginia Commonwealth down in Richmond. And mm-hmm. Jerry DePoto, you know, he fired Mickey Hatcher at the start of the season, basically without even telling anybody. Didn't ask Mike Socia at all. And there's kind of a little bit of grumbling going on there right now. But let's talk football, because I'm going to try my hardest to get up to Baltimore tonight to see this ball game. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be 61, 62 tonight. The Ravens are really, really tough at home. Tragedies hit, though. Of course, you know about Torrey Smith. Do you know anything right. at all about that? Has there been an update?
No, only that he's gone back to be with his family, and there's a feeling that he'd play in this game, but John Harbaugh told him, you do what you have to, and I know John Harbaugh well, and I know that's the way he would respond. Essentially, family comes first, and you do what you have to. Nevertheless, there's a feeling he'd play. I have no idea how he could play or why he'd play. I've seen guys do it before, but when family tragedy strikes like this, boy, I have no idea how these guys carry on.
I mean, what a horrible thing. This is his younger 19-year-old brother who died of a motorcycle accident.
And he helped raise him. He helped raise the kid. Yeah. He helped raise that kid and his siblings.
That is such a sad, sad situation.
Yeah, Torrey Smith is one of seven.
Yeah. And they live in Virginia. And I can't remember what high school he went to, but, I mean, he's a Virginia kid. A lot of good kids come. Percy Harvin's from Virginia. You know, he's from Tidewater area. But listen, I know you're hunkered down in Baltimore. You got all day to watch football, which is probably a lot of fun for you. And then you get to do the night game tonight. I guess you're probably getting out of there tomorrow sometime. What do you see happening in this game? I happen to, you know, this is actually my straight cash homie play tonight is the Baltimore Ravens. I like them -2.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah, that's you know who that is. That's Randy Moss. But I just think Baltimore is so tough at home. And I'm not sure what this – I don't think the Torrey Smith thing is going to affect it one way or the other. I think they're going to be ready to play. How do you feel about this game? Do you see them being the team to beat today?
Yeah, I do. I think the Torrey Smith thing could affect them. I mean, it could have an emotional charge, or give them an emotional charge. It could affect them positively where the team rallies around him and basically says, let's dedicate this game to Torrey Smith and his family. It could happen that way if he plays or even if he doesn't. That the team says, listen, we got something bigger here. Let's dedicate this game to him. Even without that, I like the Ravens because they're home. They're so difficult to beat here. You saw what they did to a good Bengals team in the season opener. And then you saw what happened last week. And that was because they were on the road. And honestly, the ball didn't bounce their way in Philly. But Baltimore is very tough at home. 11 straight, they've won here. Flacco's 28-5 at home. It's a good ball club here in this stadium. And they're very difficult to beat. That said, boy, I also have a tough time looking at Tom Brady and saying two in a row. They can lose two in a row, but they can here.
You know, the thing about Brady, and they've done this with mirrors for so long. Belichick's always done a great job with that. I mean, I'm a Belichick fan at the same time. You know, there's been some things that have happened in the past that doesn't make me much of a Belichick fan. But the thing I like the most about Baltimore at home, I got to see they opened up last season at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They destroyed them. I mean, they were so ready to play that game. And this New England game, I mean, this is a little bit of a grudge match for the Ravens.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, it's not a little bit. It's a big grudge match. These teams don't like each other, and the Ravens very much dislike Brady, and they've had success against him. I mean, the last three games, they've intercepted him seven times. That said, you know, they lost last year in the playoffs, and the last time they beat them, the only time they beat them was in the playoffs. They haven't beaten Tom Brady during the regular season. You mentioned about Belichick doing it with mirrors. Not really doing it with mirrors. He's doing it with number 12. If you have Tom Brady, you're going to win most of your ball games. This guy's an extraordinary quarterback, the best quarterback in today's game. I tell people all the time, you know, you better enjoy what you're looking at with Tom Brady. Not many people come along like him. And, you know, for all the attention given Peyton Manning, boy, you know, Peyton Manning's a terrific quarterback. I love watching him play. He's one of the best I've seen, but he's not the best quarterback of his generation. Tom Brady is.
Yeah, one of the concerns I think that even Belichick is having is that offensive line. I mean, it's really – I mean, you know, they've had some really good guys come in and out of that program, but it seems like this year more than most, Clark, they're really banged up. And they're using some guys in there they really aren't used to having in there.
Yeah, no, that's true. And they move some people around. But they'll get this thing figured out because they always get it figured out because Tom Brady's always there. And when he's not there, they don't win the division. But when he's there, they do. And you look at that schedule. Look at the schedule after today. It looked pretty good. I mean, until December 10th.
Yeah, they don't have much of a schedule. No.
They don't have an opponent with a winning record from last year until December 10th. Mm-hmm. They don't have an opponent with a winning record. So you look at this, you go, and let's say they go 1-2 today, and we go, the sky is falling. Actually, no, it's not, because they always find a way to come back, and they will again this year.
Do you think the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis moving out and losing a little bit in the running game, do you think that's going to play a part into to New England this year?
No, I don't, because to me he was an afterthought, really, in what they were doing last year. I mean, they were a pass-first ball club, and then they would use Ben Jarvis Green Ellis just to keep people honest. But you look at what's going on this year with Josh McDaniels. He's kind of turned that thing around a little bit. And, you know, they're using Stephen Ridley more, to me, than they did Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. And I think that's a testament, probably, to Ridley's talent, but also to what McDaniels is doing. And he's getting second-guessed in question. Honestly, I don't know what's going on with the Wes Welker deal, and I don't think many people do. Wes Welker was Tom Brady's security blanket. Now Gronkowski is, which means Welker has been on the bench sometimes at the expense of Julian Edelman. Yeah. I do not get that, and I think Josh McDaniels needs to explain that a little bit. He tried this week, not to my satisfaction. I think they're struggling a little bit with a new offensive coordinator. I mean, yeah, he's got a history with that club. He was there before, but now he comes back and he's running the offense, and to me, it's out of sorts a little bit. But as long as you have Brady back there, they'll get themselves straightened out.
Well, this is certainly going to be one heck of a game that you're going to get to watch. We're speaking to Clark Judge with CBS Sports. He's an insider. He's an analyst. He's a good guy. How long were you in Baltimore, Clark? You lived here for some time, didn't you?
I was there for 5 years. I was there for five years. Started out doing high schools and moved my way up to University of Maryland and then went to the Colts, and then the Colts left town, and so did I.
I was in Owings Mills running there was a Metro Nautilus in Owings Mills. I was running that club in the late 70s, right about the time, right before they left town. Yeah, there's just so much history here. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on and letting us know. If somebody held a gun to your head, who do you think is going to win this game? What do you think the score will be?
I do think Baltimore win it. I think it'll be, you know, it's always close. I think Baltimore wins by a field goal. I would say 24-21, something like that.
Hey, Clark, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy reading your stuff. You put out some of the best pieces that I see anywhere.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. That's Clark Judge with CBS Sports. We'll be back in a minute. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back with more.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Well, we got a lot to get to about 8 minutes.
That was interesting. I like Clark. If you go to Clark Judge CBS, at Clark Judge, just like you spell Judge CBS, you can follow him on Twitter. He's phenomenal. He's one of the best I've ever talked to, met. And he will answer questions, which is really good. Let's do Pittsburgh-Oakland. How in the world
the
is Pittsburgh
is,
only 3.5?
Yeah, 3.5.
It's actually
45.
Four. It's actually 4.
Has it gone up?
It's moved to 4. Yeah, it should have. It should be 7 anyway.
Well, yeah.
Here's the situation right now with Pittsburgh. They're not getting any respect because they've got two of their best players out, Troy Polamalu and James Harris.
Polamalu.
Polamalu. Polamalu. Yeah,
that's good.
I like that. Hey, I like his hair. But
anyway, great hair.
He has great hair.
Fantastic.
But anyway, he is out, and so is James Harrison, who is their, you know, hitman.
Yep.
And, you know,
literally,
it's hard. And Oakland has shown me absolutely nothing so far. Even their kicker has a strained groin, and he's probable. Which means he's going to play, but he's probably not going to kick any 63-yard field goals unless he's drinking lots of vodka, which is possible because he's Russian. Anyway, the total
you are
is
just going the PC to, today, the man. Total all
is,
over the place.
The total is 45 in this game. I don't like any of that. Pittsburgh last week destroyed somebody, and they look good doing it. They won 27-10, and I can't remember who they beat, but it covered easily. I like Pittsburgh for a little bit. I'm going to pass on the game in the National
Pittsburgh
Handicap.
Beat the Jets.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the Jets aren't bad, Roy. They're your team. You like them. I mean, you like them a little bit. You like them a lot because we have a show in New York, and we like Rex, and we like Rex's fetishes, and we also like Tim Tebow.
Do we like Rex's fetishes?
I like people that like feet. I love my feet.
I'm a feet guy.
I'm a feet kind of guy.
Fetishes and religion.
Here we go, Houston. I'm going to pass on the game. We're going to leave that alone. If you held a gun to my head. Take the Steelers. They're the better team by far.
Yeah, I like the Steelers here a lot.
And I don't think playing in Oakland, you know, there's going to be a ton of Steeler fans in the black hole. There will be people in the parking lot unconscious after the game. I hate to say that, but it's probably true.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be ugly. Houston minus 1.5 at Denver. This is a two-point – it's a two-point line right now with Houston. You know, Peyton Manning's coming off a very short week of practice.
And a very bad game.
He's at home. He didn't look all that great. You know, have you noticed that he's throwing mostly at tight ends?
Look, I want to.
They're not getting any separation.
Well, Jacob Tammy came over with him from Indianapolis, so there is that connection.
Now, wasn't he out this past week, though?
Tammy played.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I know he was questionable.
But
he had a concussion.
As much as I love Houston, and I do love Houston this year, I think they're one of the best teams in football, I find it really hard to go against Peyton Manning
in Denver
right now in Denver.
In Denver, it's hard to do because A, you got the out two. Plus, Peyton's going to run hurry up.
Yeah.
When he runs hurry up at Houston's defense, guess what? Houston's going to get gassed a little bit.
Yep.
You know, they might have to burn their timeouts in the first
half.
And
Peyton Manning is speaking a sort of French to these offensive players on the Denver because it isn't all new to them. But at home, when the crowd is
better,
more quiet, they have a better chance of understanding it all. So
well,
I'm staying away from
you could game. See that in the Monday night game.
Absolutely.
You could see that. His linemen, when they were looking at each other, like, what did he say?
Yeah, did you get that?
I didn't understand what he said. He talks like a little hick. He talks like a redneck. Yeah, he's from Tennessee, so he's going to talk. Actually, he's from New Orleans.
Nolens.
I'm going to pass on the game, even though I think Houston has a better team. I think Houston will go further in the playoffs. But Denver, you're right. This is a toss-up.
Yep.
Baltimore, straight cash.
Straight cash.
Homie! This is my play. Baltimore minus 2 over New England.
Straight cash, homie.
You got that right, Randy. I'm taking your advice, Randy. I'm taking your advice, and I am taking the Baltimore Ravens. They've already been good to me once this year. I'm taking them again over these cheating Pats. We're going to get these sons of guns. I don't see a high-scoring game like everybody else here. I think it's going to be a physical game, and I think who wins the physical game in Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore does.
Baltimore was 8-0 at home last year. New England has a terrible pass
Aaron
defense.
Aaron Hernandez is out for several games.
Aaron Hernandez is out.
He's out for a while. Gronkowski, they're doubling Gronkowski, and he's having a harder time getting open.
Yeah.
Stephen Ridley is who they got to watch out for.
Yeah.
Stephen Ridley can run the football. He's averaging 5 yards a carry. I still like Baltimore. I like Baltimore winning this game 30-20.
Baltimore is running that sugar huddle now, and New England already had trouble with defending the pass, as we saw Flacco light him up last year in the playoffs in the loss. So
and Clark Judge, what did he say? Brady has given up 7 picks in how many games? 2 games?
Something like that.
Last 3 games, he's given up 7 picks. You know, Brady usually doesn't give up 7 picks in a season.
And
last year, at the end of the season, he did, though.
They did have to account for a man named Terrell Suggs, who's not playing.
They're getting it done without him.
I'm talking about New England now. They had certain pass blocking schemes drawn up just for that man. So now they have a little bit, you know, more room to work with on the offensive line and backfield. It could free up your man Stephen Ridley.
All right.
I'm talking about.
I'm taking, and I want you to take him too. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens minus 2, 5 stars, maybe 6-7 stars. I love this game. Sunday night game, San Diego. Norv Turner is 2-0 for the first time in the history of Norv Turner as a head coach. He's been a head coach for like 15 years, never been 2-0. My God, can you imagine that? Well, he's 2-0, and you know what I think? Atlanta comes in, they look great at home, but they're not nearly as great on the road as they are at home. I like the over here. It's 49.5. Taking the over for 3 stars, and I'm passing on the game. But if you hold the gun to my head, I think Norv goes 3-0.
Really? See, I really do.
I was debating with myself here whether to take this as my straight cash homie or the San Francisco.
It's too much of a toss-up.
I obviously went with San Francisco, but I love Atlanta.
Oh, God, they're a red team.
I love Atlanta plus the 3. San Diego, they don't impress me.
Well, you know, Michael
all.
Turner's originally from San Diego, so he's got friends out there. He's got family out there.
And Matt Ryan.
I think he still lives there.
Matt Ryan is the number 2 quarterback in the league right now, statistically. He's lighting it up.
And Matty Ryan looks like a young Tom Brady right now.
He's looking very, very good.
Actually, he looks like
a
young Peyton Manning.
So I love Atlanta.
He actually throws the ball better than Peyton.
Roddy White went sick last weekend. Yeah. And Tony Gonzalez had, what, 10 catches? Atlanta has way too many weapons for San Diego.
You got to love.
And you're getting points.
You know what? That's why I'm passing on the game. But I am taking the over, and I'm probably going to – if you can ever tease that one up, it's a Sunday night game. These referees, if we've noticed one thing about these replacement refs, and if you talk to the league office, they're doing a great job.
Yeah, right.
They're doing a phenomenal job.
Control the game.
Roger Goodell, I got some advice for you. One word, resign.
Too many
flights. That's not resign. That's resign. You need to resign. You're pathetic. You're pitiful. And I'll work for $19 million less a year than he will.
Well, that was a great show today, Bruce.
It was a good show.
You can check out all of our
picks. Are you going to the Raven game?
No.
Not even if I can find you a ticket?
Maybe.
All right. Well, I mean, if I can find you a ticket, we're going.
All right.
If I can get a ticket for less than $200 where I want to sit, we're going. This has been Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230
WFAS. Find all
WFAS.
Our picks on BruceHallSports.com and SportsManCave.com.
Yeah, follow me at Bruce Hall Sports on Twitter, and I'll be on it all day. We're going to give you Monday night's games, 1-800-466-4748.